Eighth paper, page 32.
Back to basics. Many parents and educators believe that children must be tech savvy to succeed in the 21st century. They say that technology is an important part of a child's development. However, a growing number of recent studies now warn against frequent use of technology in the classroom, indicating that it does not enhance student performance. In one study, for example, researchers from Duke University, North Carolina, tracked the academic progress of disadvantaged middle school students who were given laptops in the hope of bridging the gap between different socioeconomic groups. The intentions were good, but the results of the study showed otherwise, says Jennifer Winston, an educator and advocate for equal opportunity in American public education. In fact, the researchers noticed a steady decline in the students' math and reading scores, which was attributed to students going off task, technical problems, and the subsequent time loss, and teachers' lack of training in the effective use of technology in the classroom. Giving digital devices to students from struggling families will not narrow the socioeconomic divide in education, says Mrs. Winston. If anything, it will widen it, she concludes. A recent study by the OECD concurs. In this international study, which included more than 70 countries in the world, researchers examined the effect of classroom computer use on students' reading, math, and science skills. Their conclusion was unanimous. Frequent use of technology in the classroom increases rather than decreases the class divide between students. For some reason, we have come to believe that computers can substitute for good teaching, but nothing is further from the truth, says Ms. Winston. If we want to give students equal opportunity in the digital world, she continues, we must first make sure that they reach a standard level of proficiency in reading and math. And this is exactly the focus of the educational system in many countries in East Asia, who pride themselves on being at the top of the OECD list as the best performing countries in the world. Notably, very little technology is used in their classrooms. In comparison, Australia, which is one of the 7 countries in the world with the highest levels of internet use in schools, has been experiencing a persistent drop in student performance over the years. It seems to me that we have become too reliant on technology, and that has to change, says Mr. Rob Gillard, a teacher at Jerry High School near Sydney, Australia. We have to go back to basics and cut computer time to the minimum, he says. As with many things in life, finding the right balance is the key. For Andreas Schleicher, educational director of the OECD, this motto is certainly true. On numerous occasions, he has spoken out against the frequent use of the internet in the classroom, saying that it can be distracting and does not improve students' performance. Nonetheless, he does not think that technology should be taken out of the classroom altogether. As he sees it, technology can complement good teaching, but it can never replace it.